Ian barrels toward South Carolina. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, spinning toward an expected landfall this afternoon near Charleston. South Carolina's Governor Henry McMaster warning residents to be ready.
I want to urge everyone in our state to take a look at those maps, to pay attention, to see what is going to happen in your area. Some will have more wind than others. Some will have more rain than others.
President Biden has approved South Carolina's request for a federal emergency declaration. Ian's sustained winds at 85 miles an hour. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis not yet ready to confirm the number of people who've been killed by the storm.
We absolutely expect to have mortality from this hurricane, but I would just caution people, there's a process by where that is confirmed, and there's people, I know the people have said certain things. In terms of confirmed, that will be made apparent over the coming days.
There are two confirmed deaths on Sanibel Island, one in central Florida, another closer to the state's east coast. Rescue efforts continue in southwest Florida.
We have heard the buzz of Coast Guard helicopters throughout the day performing rescues here. You have to get to some of these areas by boat because the bridges and roads have been washed away. As a matter of fact, I'm standing next to a canal that was created under the storm surge and the force here, making waterways where before there were none, washing away people's homes completely. And they've had the diligent and very dangerous work of trying to go into what's left of some of these structures to check for survivors.
Fox's Will Nunley in Cape Coral, Florida. The House is set to vote today on a bill to extend government spending authority into the next fiscal year, which begins at midnight. A federal judge has overruled the special master appointed to oversee the documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid, ruling that attorneys for former President Trump do not have to say for the record if they believe the government's inventory of the evidence is accurate and complete. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A federal court challenge to New York State's new gun law has begun.
A lawyer challenging provisions of the law argues New York State restricts people from carrying weapons in too many places, telling a federal judge the rules affect not only people on the streets of Manhattan, but also a pastor upstate on his church's property. The law, approved by the state legislature and signed by Governor Kathy Hochul, includes a long list of sensitive locations off limits as of September 1st for weapons, such as schools, airports, public parks, bars, and New York City's famously busy Times Square. The lawsuit also is challenging training requirements for new concealed carry applicants that requires them to turn over a list of former and current social media accounts for the last 3 years. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
U.S. Army Major Jamie Lee Henry and his wife, both doctors, have been indicted by a federal grand jury for allegedly trying to give medical data about U.S. service members to Russia. Prosecutors say they met with someone they thought was from the Russian embassy, but turned out to be an undercover FBI agent. And a staffer at the National Security Agency has been charged with trying to sell classified information to what he thought was a foreign power.
An arrest affidavit says Jara Sebastian Dalk sent an encrypted email to an undercover FBI agent posing as a foreign government operative in which he said he had taken highly sensitive information about foreign targeting of U.S. systems, among other topics. The Justice Department says the 30-year-old then sent excerpts of the classified documents to prove his claim in exchange for a cryptocurrency payment. Dalk allegedly offered to sell more classified information, but was arrested Wednesday after he showed up at a public location in Denver to transmit the info. Dalk is charged with 3 counts of violating the Espionage Act, which carries a potential death sentence. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Russia plans to formally annex 4 occupied areas of Ukraine today, where it claims residents have voted in favor of it. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.